Rave Radio. Gary K's Almost Daily Rants and Raves.
The Week.
The Women in AV Wavecast.
Green AV.
Good morning, Rave listeners. Welcome to The Week on Rave Radio. I'm Joel Rollins. The Week, as usual, is brought to you by Mitsubishi, makers of all kinds of products for the audiovisual industries, like high-quality projectors, monitors, and accessories. And you can check out more about that at Mitsubishi.com. Well, it's Christmas morning, and I didn't have the nerve to ask any of my normal guests to be on Christmas Day, but I thought I would, number one, bring you all a Merry Christmas from Mitsubishi and from everybody at Rave. And I was in the middle of trying to record a couple of short news items when, out on my lawn there arose this clatter. And I got up from my chair to see what was the matter. And ran out and found, a young man standing on my lawn, clutching an iPad, looking around. And it turned out that it was Bob Tannenbaum, who is Santa's coordinator of technology. And I persuaded him to stop for a few moments on this his big day of the year and talk to us. Bob, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, I think, Joel.
What brought you here today?
I was actually looking for Gary Kay's house. Santa wanted me to make sure where some of the bad children lived.
Wait a second. Santa considers Gary a bad child?
Oh, yeah, he certainly does. He's constantly grumbling about Gary ranting and raving every day. Says he even puts it on the internet so more people can hear it.
Anyway, you're in Connecticut. If you're looking for Gary K's house, Gary lives in North Carolina.
Yeah. It's been happening ever since I converted this over to Apple Maps. I wanted us to use Google, but all those elves and their darn iPhones, they would have tweeted me to death over Android.
Wait a minute. Elves use Twitter?
Yeah, they use Twitter. Limited vocabulary, short attention span, highly excitable. Think about it. It's perfect for them.
I never really thought about that. They sound like Matt Cooper.
Yeah, they've even shortened ho, ho, ho to ho 3. Spend the whole season running around wishing each other an MC.
So anyway, why is Santa so concerned about finding locations for the bad children?
Well, because he doesn't have time to deliver to the good boys and girls anymore. We've outsourced that to Elmo.
What brought that about?
Internet video. Once kids started putting their requests on YouTube instead of in letters, it started taking more and more time just to watch the requests, or even to find them among all the Britney Spears reposts. Never mind getting Rickrolled.
We're having our problems with internet-based video right now as well in the industry. We call it iPad-based video conferencing.
We've been trying that one out. It had Santa running around North America in the sleigh saying, "Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?"
So, Bob, you know, your big night must be over. What do you do the rest of the year? What are you doing next?
Well, the plan is to fly to Bimini for New Year's, and then right after that, get back, and I gotta finish working on Blitzen 3.0, get it up on the App Store so I can sync the Naughty and Nice lists, but I'm having trouble getting the word naughty through Apple's filters. Santa won't let me change it.
No, I guess that's kind of a tradition. Like,
he's been using it for a while.
Yeah, like Ho 3.
Yeah, Ho 3. Really starting to get ticked off at that one.
Yeah. Well, Bob, you look a little tired.
Oh, I'm beat, Joel. I'm beat.
Well, then I will let you go. I appreciate you taking time to be with us on Christmas morning. Wish you happy holidays and an MC to you.
Yeah, same to you, buddy. And you have a Merry Christmas, Joel.
You too, and you have a good sleigh ride home. And thanks to all of you for being with us today and taking time over the holidays. I hope you'll all rejoin us after the holidays when we'll be having a great interview with Dr. Peter Bacco, who's Chief Technology Officer at Corning Glass, the inventors of, among other things, the Gorilla Glass that's on all of our iPads and iPhones today. He's got some really interesting views on technology and its future, and I hope that you can join us next week. In the meantime, from me and from everybody at Rave, have a happy and safe holiday. We'll see you soon. Bye now.